you've got $500 worth of tobacco, they'll take $50 out of it for firehouse fees and insurance and all this, that, and the other.
I see.
They tell me that these fellas are false tobacco. They pay them, and then we pay them. They get double pay.
Yeah. How did you handle that stuff when you're taking it a considerable distance like that? Did you have it? What did you pack it in?
Well, they've been big baskets at the warehouse. They furnish you the baskets, you know, and you just hand that tobacco off in each grade and pack it on that basket. And then when you got ready to take it, all you had to do was just to load her up.
I see.
Oh, each grade was on a big basket. You could put 200 or 300 pounds on that basket.
But the baskets, these baskets were at the warehouse?
They belonged to the warehouse. You were responsible for them. And the man that got them for you, the man that hauled your tobacco, would bring you the basket.
I see. You didn't do the haul. But when you were doing the hauling, you never did the hauling yourself.
No, I don't get them up there.
Did any farmers ever do that, haul their own?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, I did that traction.
Mm-hmm.
I hauled a few loads there for somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't have too much, you know, just had a pickup truck.
Mm-hmm.
But now then, they can take them baskets, you know, and then when you get there, they've got them high lifts, you know, and they just scoot them under there. Down roll on scales. It's
mm-hmm.
a whole lot handier than it used to be. Then back before they got to furnishing the baskets, people would bale it. They'd just take and put each grade, you know, and bale it, and take a tobacco stick and put two on the top and two on the bottom and make them baled about like hay bales, only a little longer, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Turn your leaf in and your head stubs out, you know, the butts out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The head is, what part of the leaf is the head?
Well, that's where it comes off the stalk,
stem.
The butt, you know, and the upper of the leaf is the end of the leaf. It'd be the other way.
You talk about it as the butt or the head.
Yeah.
I see. And then what's a tobacco stick?
Huh?
The tobacco stick.
Well, the tobacco stick's what you stick that tobacco on, you know.
Oh, it's tied.
Tobacco sticks, and they're sharpened at each end. When you go to cutting tobacco, you just take them sticks and stick them in the ground, and you've got the tobacco knife and the spray. You just flick that off and put that right down on that stick. And then you haul it in and hang it up. Them sticks are generally average about 4 feet. And you hang them about 4 or 5 inches apart, 6. Further apart the better ventilation you can get.
Do you have any of those around here? Tobacco sticks?
Yeah.
I'd like to see one before I leave.
I have to go out to the barn somewhere to hunt things.
If you have, we have time after a while, I'd like to... see one. I'm not really, it's not quite clear in my mind. There you go. How old is this house?
This house was built in 1872. It's 101 years old.
Is that right? Would you, I'd like to make a diagram of the house and get the names for the rooms, what you call the rooms, and then I want to go back from there to the house that, well, of course, this is the only house you've ever lived in.
Well, my parents, I don't know where I was born here. I guess I was born when my dad had a house down yonder. It's not there anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Was
that a log house?
No, it was a framed house.
Now,
but this house was built by my grandpa, and then when my mother died, my grandpa raised me.
Uh-huh. Well, could we make a diagram?
No, I have to get out here and look.
Well, I know. All I want to know is...
The way it's 40 feet this way. You see, there's two houses. First built this one, and then they built that on out yonder years later.
I see.
But this is the main house that was built in.
Okay. So the front of the house is facing west. That's right. And then what do you call this room we're in right here?
Well, that's our living room.
Did you ever call anything else?
No.